This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 125 for Tuesday, October 31st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is in the red and light trading on Tuesday morning following the lead of vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all showing declines. After dropping in price on Monday, crude oil is correcting itself upwards on Tuesday due to speculation regarding supply in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that the country's economy stayed flat in August, while projecting zero change in September and a decline of 0.1% for the third quarter. The July canola contract is down $4 per ton at $683.50. In the U.S., corn is steady, soybeans are up, and wheat is down. Officials at the Federal Reserve will meet today and make its latest key interest rate announcement tomorrow. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 531,500 tons of corn were shipped during the week ended October 26, up from 450,000 last week and the same week 1 year ago. This season, 4.95 million tons have been shipped so far, compared to 4.22 million 1 year ago. The USDA also reported that the corn harvest advanced 12 points to 71% finished for the week ended October 29th, less than 74% last year, but above the 66% five-year average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his estimate for Brazil's corn output by 2 million tons to 123 million, while keeping Argentina steady at 52 million. South Korea purchased 132,000 tons of corn from the U.S., South America, and the Black Sea. The December corn contract is unchanged at $4.78 U.S. per bushel. 1.89 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for the week ended October 26, down from 2.6 million from last week and the same week last year. This season so far, 9.95 million tons have been shipped, compared to 10.23 million last year. 85% of the U.S. soybean crop has been harvested as of October 29th, up 9 points from the previous week, up 7 points from the 5-year average, but down 2 points from last year. Cordonnier cut his estimate for Brazil's soybean crop by 2 million tons to 160 million, while Argentina's stayed put at 50 million. The January soybean contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.14. Nearly 190,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for the week ended October 26, up from almost 170,000 last week and from 137,000 last year. So far, 7.11 million tons have been shipped this season, compared to 9.65 million at this time last year. 84% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was planted as of October 29th, up 7 points from last week and down 1 point from the 5-year average. The crop was rated 47% good to excellent, its best rating since October 2019. China is expected to import record amounts of wheat this season, after buying 2.5 million tons from France in September and 2 million from Australia in October. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.59. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 31st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.